Right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Super Center.
Thank you, Craig. I want people to be aware of this next story because I've had tremendous joy in my life doing this activity that I don't think many people do. And I almost guarantee that neither of you do this on a regular basis.
Okay.
Dumpster dive.
No, do not.
No.
Just not interested.
No interest.
Not at all.
Nope.
I read the story about Jessica and Karina. These are two friends. They're in their 30s. They grew up in New York, but now they live in North Carolina. They're occupational therapists, but they spend their free time studying college move-out schedules. And if you've ever seen, George, you probably experienced this.
Oh, my gosh. It's like an evacuation.
Yeah. It's like a major town has an emergency evacuation, so everyone just leaves their possessions out by the dumpster because the dumpsters are all full.
Well, I've never thought about that. And kids think they look at so many things as disposable. They'll get rid of
young people, things are disposable. And to their parents who are picking them up from college or something, they're like, we're not carrying that all the way back.
We have room for that.
Just put it out there by the dumpster. So these two ladies, they just studied the college move-out schedules, and they, you know, head to Duke or wherever and just clean up. I mean, it's unbelievable the stuff that they get.
And then they resell it, or do they just keep it?
Yeah, they resell it. They've found $1,000 Balenciaga sneakers. Does that brand mean something to you? I'm sure we have some women P1s punching their dash because I massacred the name. MacBook laptops, which those can be up to $2,500.
It's running
brand
slow,
new,
so I just
sharper image streaming drones.
Wow.
They are bin buddies. They describe themselves as bin buddies.
But they have to jump in there.
Yeah, they do. They do. You have to deal with some messiness. But I bet you in those situations, like the college move-out dumpster is full of just a lot of cleaner stuff. It's not lettuce and all that, your normal garbage.
Right.
But they said that they recently traveled to Cancun together. The trip was 100% funded by dumpster diving. They did a three-week trip through Europe. They went to Prague, Portugal, Ireland, and some other countries completely with the money they got from dumpster diving. They did that 2 years ago.
Dang.
Plan on going to San Francisco in September, doing that with dumpster diving money. And they have a social media profile. I don't know whether this is on the gram or the TikTok. But they say one man's trash is another girl's vacation fund. That's their slogan. I mean, here they are wearing fancy outfits they found at the dump. It is amazing the stuff that we throw away. Now, I don't routinely go inside an actual dumpster.
Okay.
But for bulk trash, I almost routinely drag home bulk trash items that I find out on the curb.
You do?
Yeah.
You're one of those guys.
Yes. I'm one of those people. And I hate myself for it because I've got a lot of stuff I just don't use, but I'm like, that's too good to throw away. Or I'll know the price tag of something. And once again, the best place is to drive through rich neighborhoods because rich people will just get rid of stuff that they just don't want to store.
Right.
It'll work perfectly well. They don't squeeze every last drop of use out of something. They just have the attitude of everything's disposable if they're wealthy enough.
So you commonly drive through Highland Park and take stuff from the curb?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm that guy. Right now I have a huge industrial fan that I've never even used. It works and everything, but I'm just storing that. I pick up lawnmowers all the time. It is amazing the amount of lawnmowers people throw away. And they do the thing of, it just doesn't cut grass well anymore. I bought it 4 years ago, and it just doesn't cut very well anymore.
Have you ever looked at the blade?
It's like, you might want to sharpen the blade. I don't know about that. I'll just get a new one. I bet you they're probably better now anyway. I'll just get a new one.
I've had the same mower now for 25 years.
Because you take care of it. You take it in for service, right?
Yeah, get it serviced.
You don't do it yourself. God knows you don't do it yourself.
No.
Would you even know how to change the oil in that thing?
Yeah, that's pretty easy. I've done that before.
All right.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, sharpening blades. I always take off the blades and just, when I have a collection of about 8 blades that need sharpened, I'll just take them in and pay to get them sharpened.
How you take off blade.
How you take off blade.
I've never done that before. That looks really complicated.
It's probably a little more complicated since you're on a riding lawnmower. It's easy when you're just on a push mower. You just tilt it up, carb side up.
Yes.
And, just take it off. The problem is that people, when they put the blades back on, I don't think... Here's a general statement that I don't know if any of you guys have made within the past week, but I'm going to make it now.
Okay.
I don't think people use torque wrenches enough in this world.
Yeah, I'd say most people don't use wrenches.
How often are you using a torque wrench?
I use a torque wrench almost daily.
Okay.
That is the truth on my bicycle.
Yeah, that makes sense. You work on your bikes.
And I'm almost before every ride or every other ride, there are a couple spots in particular that I've been battling lately, creaks and things like that. So I use a torque wrench because it's carbon, the frame and the parts, and you can't over-tighten that.
Right.
So I do use a torque wrench almost daily.
Very good. Thank God. Because I did spend the first part of my life not bothering with torque wrenches. And you just shouldn't do that. You torque things to spec.
Yeah.
You don't want to over-tighten, you don't want to under-tighten. And it's under-tightening is not the problem in this world. It's people over-tightening things.
Yeah.
That's a whole
thing. So where you just... Yeah. I know what you mean.
Vacuum cleaners. Found lots of vacuum cleaners out there.
Whoa, stop.
Yeah.
You fix those too? You're fixing vacuum cleaners now?
Yeah, it's mechanical. And so...
Gordon Key.
You know, I would think people that throw away vacuum cleaners, I bet they stink and they're full of garbage.
Yeah.
And there's a reason they're throwing them away. Maybe it's because they don't work or they're old. But I bet a lot of them just are so trashed.
Yeah, a lot of times they just throw a belt or they get clogged.
Yeah.
And I go, this thing just doesn't vacuum very well anymore. Well, it's clogged.
The magic's not working anymore.
Yeah. Jesus magic ran out in this.
Got vacuum cleaners, huh?
Yeah. Vacuum cleaners.
How many vacuum cleaners do
flat you... screen? No, I got too many. Vacuum cleaners. I probably got...
You're basically running...
6 or 7.
An appliance and lawnmower place.
Yes.
It kind of sounds like you're a hoarder.
I think I'm a little tizzed up. I got a little bit of tism. I just like mechanical objects. They make more sense to me than people.
I think it would surprise no one to know that you're on the spectrum.
We need to go check this out, and we're going to see just a line of typewriters and vacuum cleaners and lawnmowers.
Yes, all lovingly restored to perfect and then just set on a shelf.
Yeah. All with a picture of Lee Harvey Oswald over them.
It is. Mm-hmm. I think about this every week when I mow the lawn and select a lawnmower from an arsenal that I have. It is ridiculous. And they're all old. I mean, they're all probably from the 90s, 80s or 90s. Mm-hmm. But they built them so well back then. And I love bringing them back to life. And
that's great. You have
changing
an interest that's really
all
cool.
All the gaskets
you can do that.
On it and... Putting new carburetors on them if they need it. It's just fun. Y'all don't think it's fun to rebuild lawnmowers?
Well, no. I personally, but I think it's wonderful that you get satisfaction out of that. That's good.
Yeah, but I'm hurting the economy by not buying new. By just using the old ones.
We need to stop worrying about that. We need to start taking care of things and... having a lawnmower for longer than 3 years.
These women have... found, of course, like in the college move out, you get lamps, rugs, mirrors, headboards, dining and living room sets.
Wow.
They've found antique tables, couches, lots of designer jeans, genuine Coach leather jackets,
wow.
French luxury jewelry.
Man.
I know. They say that the must-haves... necessities they donate to charities, including women's shelters and foster organizations and group homes and things like that, animal shelters and schools. But they say they have not bought a cleaning supply in like 10 years. Because when the college move out happens, there's a bunch of cleaning supplies that just get left there. It's like, we're not going to carry a 3-quarter bottle of Windex all the way back home 4 states over. Just throw it away. And so they just have all that stuff. They just get free good stuff.
Wow.
Dumpster diving.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I've wronged people when putting my own bulk trash out on the curb, the famous laptop story that before I knew how to pull hard drives out of things, I would just take a sledgehammer to them, a little 3-pound sledge, bust up the laptop. That's when the guy found the laptop. He was digging through my trash out there. And I was sitting on my porch, and he saw 3 laptops in this pile. It's also before I knew you're supposed to recycle electronics like that.
Indeed.
Yeah, and he was looking through, and he said, "Oh, look at this. Oh, laptops." And then he opened it up and looked at it and saw that it was all smashed, and then said, "That dropped." Donnie loves that story for some reason. And then Craig actually chased down and tackled a guy who had taken some of his bulk trash.
No, but it did used to bother me that I would put my trash out on the curb for bulk trash. Then 2 hours later, somebody would come along and they'd sift through the items and they'd take a couple of the items. And I felt like I was being robbed. Yeah, I know I'm putting it out there for trash, but I would watch this and I would think, well, I didn't put it out there for you. I put it out there to go to a landfill.
He can use it, though. Someone's going to use it at the landfill.
I know, but Craig is hitting on, I mean, there is that weird psychological thing that you have of, no, I want it to go to the dump. And then if someone is taking it from me, it feels like, yeah, like you're being robbed.
Like if they're going to take it and then sell it and profit, then I want a cut of that.
Yes. Right. I'm the same way on that because I've had, boy, I was putting some stuff out on bulk trash one day and it was good stuff. You know, it was that you get to the point where, yes, you could resell it and yes, you could do all, but it's bulk trash is coming today and I just want the stuff gone. And so I'm putting it out on the curb. And then there was a dude who pulls up in a junk truck. And as soon as I'm unloading it, he's putting it into his truck. And then
while you're there,
yes, and then he had caught up to my work speed to where it was just, yeah, when I was bringing it out, I had to help him load it into the truck. And then he just is standing there waiting for the next thing that I'm going to bring out. Then he started asking,
wow,
he had some requests. Do you have any, I'm looking for some sprayers, you got any like professional sprayers, like crop sprayers?
So brazen.
Also a tiller. I'm in the market for a tiller. So he was requesting me to throw away some things.
Wow.
And then he wanted to go back and look in my garage to see what else I had. I said, no, right, dude, you're staying out here.
Then he followed you into the house to see what you had in there.
Yeah, and ask if I could make him a sandwich.
That guy's incredible.
But yeah, he took all the stuff, and I did feel better about that until I started thinking, you know, he probably doesn't need 2 couches. That means he's selling one of them, and
right.
If he's selling it, I want a cut of it.
Yes.
If he's using it for his own home and using maybe it to put F-150s on the breakfast table for his family, then I'm okay with that.
Maybe he needed one, and a relative of his needed one.
That's possible. But
it's highly unlikely.
But if he's making profit off of it, I don't know that I'm okay with that.
Right.
I'm okay with him making some profit. I just want him to split it with me.
Right.
If he's a reseller.
Yeah, I'll give him a handsome percentage.
Yeah. I'll even go 50-50 with someone if they want to do that. But you can't just take it and then resell it. And meanwhile, I not only had to buy it to begin with, but then I had to do the labor of loading it into your truck for you. And I get no cut of this? Come on. If we understood business, that's how you make money.
Jeez. I still want to see the long line of lawnmowers in your mom's old dining room.
Yeah, no. Oh,
what are you doing?
That's how I keep her rolling over in her grave. If she could see what I did
look
to her
at
house.
This mess.
Lawnmowers and she went her whole life without ever having a lawnmower in a dining room.
Now they're 30.
And now, yes. Now she has a whole collection in her dining room. What was... I do regret the... My neighbor threw away a great old snapper ride-on lawnmower. Oh, man. Those things are classic. Back in the day.
Oh, yeah. The old turtles. Yeah.
And I couldn't get over there in time before they hauled it off. And that one still hurts me.
That's a tough one.
I know. That is such a tough one. What'd you do with your old riding lawnmower?
The
one before this one.
I donated it to a friend.
How is that different?
Well, I gave
it to... Isn't that kind of giving it to a friend?
Oh, yeah. I gave it to a friend. Yeah, I was going to donate it.
I'm going to start wording it donated, too.
Yeah,
like those headphones earlier donated. This week. I donated those.
Well, you kind of did.
Yeah, so you can write it off.
I pay you something. Yeah, I gave it to a friend.
No, that's very nice of you.
Yeah. It needed some work on it.
Why didn't you give it to me?
This was before you were... Lawnmower guy. Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, I'm keeping my eye on you.
Hi, Gordon.
I'm wondering if I need to switch lawnmower guys, though. Sounds like I just need to drop by your place
and you'll
fix it up.
Bring it on over. Most of the problems with lawnmowers are easily fixed. Put that on my bragging montage.
Okay.
Put that on your headstone.